Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Hello, my friend, and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., and I'm so excited that you're here, giving you so much gratitude today. And we are going to be diving into seven ways to be able to create content without being on camera. And many, many of the people who are ready to start creating online courses and start transitioning their business from one-on-one client work to online course creation to have more spaciousness in their life. One of the questions that I get often is like, how do I create content without being on camera? Like, is there a way that I don't have to do that? And the truth is that there's tons of ways to create really amazing content without showing your face, without having to always use your voice, right? And always be behind the camera. So I wanted to dedicate today's podcast episode specifically for that. But I would like to first just start with giving my students so much love. My students who are inside of High Vibe Money Mama, my students that are inside of CEO Club, Cashflow Confidential, and all of the students who signed up for my latest exciting experience, which is going to be happening next month, which is Money Magic Summer Camp. So we are doing a digital summer camp for the whole entire month of August. And we are dedicating the entire month to money manifestation, wealth energetics, all of that. And we have two different types of ticket sales. We only actually have four VIP tickets left. So if that's something that you're interested in, I will put all of those resources down below. Okay, so let's dive into the content, shall we? All right, so number one is being able to use stock footage videos. And my favorite way of doing this is going onto Pexels. So it's P-E-X-E-L-S. And I love this website. I'm so happy that it exists because Pexels quite literally has the best stock footage videos. Like, it's called B-roll video and it's so incredible. And you can find ones that are super on brand for your business. And you can put an empowering quote. You can teach, you can do an empowering quote over the video. And then you also can even do something where you're saying like five ways to do this in your business or five ways to do this, or here's how I went from this to this, and lead them into the caption where you educate or share a personal story or do storytelling. So that's number one, is using Pexels for stock footage videos for B-roll. It's beautiful. And quite literally right now on Instagram and not even only on TikTok too, but just short form video does so well because our attention spans have dramatically decreased. And it's, people like to read just as much as they like to listen to music. So add a trending sound to it. Add the stock footage and educate or storytell within that. So that's a really, really beautiful way of doing that. So number one is stock footage. Number two is carousel posts. So this is through, and this is an opportunity to storytell. This is an opportunity to educate, and you can create these through Canva. And that's a great way of sharing content without being on camera, right? You're still educating. You're still sharing an experience. This can be a carousel post with testimonials. This could be five ways that I help my client reach this result and walk them through. This could be, this is how I transform my business to do X, Y, and Z. Or if you're going from this space to this space, here's how to do it. A five-step journey and go through using carousel posts. So that's number two. Number three is B-roll. So your own B-roll, which is basically like random footage from your phone. This could be you playing with your kids. This could be a little like 7-second clip of like you unloading the dishwasher or you playing on your, like going on your computer. This could be literally you, in like, let's just say you do like, I work with a lot of hairstylists too still. So maybe B-roll of shampooing someone's hair or foiling someone's hair or glossing someone's hair, or if you are somebody who's in like bookkeeping, for example, because I have some bookkeeping clients as well, organizing files, right? Just something that doesn't even have to have you in the photo or in the video rather. So B-roll is amazing. Again, you can utilize that with a trending audio, and you can also pair that with either education or storytelling on top of the video. So that is amazing. Seriously, your own B-roll is incredible. So you can have stock footage B-roll, carousel posts, or your own B-roll content, which is amazing. And honestly, it depends on the content too. So if you're doing education content, maybe utilizing that for wherever your business is. And then if it's maybe storytelling content, you can do something that's a little bit more personal, maybe like you walking in the woods or you with your kids or something personal, right? All right. So number four is actually just a quote with music behind it. Right. So this is amazing because if it's empowering content, if it's an empowering quote, if it's a motivational quote, if it's a get your booty in gear kind of quote, if it's a just some kind of motivational content, then you can just put the quote up as a reel and put music behind it. Like you, it's so easy and you can empower people. I literally just did this yesterday and I did the B-roll content yesterday, and honestly, this content probably takes to create, I mean, the content itself, probably like 10 minutes total, right? Which is amazing. Amazing. I love it so much. Okay. So number five is actually like screenshotting conversations. So I do this a lot with my clients because my clients have the most kick-ass results ever. And I will screenshot with a voiceover. So screenshot the conversations with their permission, obviously. And this is a great way of being able to, like, let's just say you had a client reach out to you and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Or holy crap, like I just had to reach out to you and let you know that this worked really, really well. Like screenshot that and your response, ask for their permission to share it and tell the story about what this client did or what education you offered to get this client this result, right? Because that's an amazing way of being able to showcase your, you know, to be able to showcase what you're doing and who you're helping and how you're helping and the results that your clients are getting. This is social proof. This is incredible. Testimonials are also another great way of doing this. You can screenshot your testimonials or screenshot testimonials and share what you did to help that client get this way. Another great way of saying that is like my clients who are getting this result are doing these three things, right? So it could be a collection of different types of testimonials and then say like my clients that are getting these results are doing these three things differently. And in the caption, then you share the education that you offer or the step-by-steps that you offer to get your clients those results. All right. So we did stock footage, videos through Pexels. Number two is carousel posts through Canva, your own B-roll, which is number three. Number four is a quote with music, or you can make that into a reel. And number five was screenshotting testimonials or conversations. And number six is screen sharing testimonials. So tutorials rather. So let's just say, for example, you teach people how to create email sequences, or you teach people how to do bookkeeping, or you teach people how to use Canva, hypothetical situation. Go on your phone and you can screen share a walkthrough and then do a voiceover over it. Or you can use Loom or something like that on your computer and do a video walkthrough of how you're putting something together. For example, if I use Canva slide decks, I would go in and I would maybe go on the slide decks and I could screen record that through Loom and then walk through a voiceover on how to do that. You can also cut up parts of your online course or parts of your free content and be able to share that as well. So that's another really, really great way. It's a how-to. It's an educationally jam-packed content, and then allowing them to then learn more either through a free resource or a podcast episode or a blog or a funnel, something that of that nature where you can screen share your tutorials they're so valuable. Like those walkthroughs are so, so valuable. So don't sleep on screen sharing your tutorials. So, so incredible. Okay. And then the last one is you writing something educational, inspiring, motivating on either a journal or a post-it note, or typing something in the notes file, like actually like screen sharing you typing something in the notes. That is so, it's such beautiful content. It's real, raw, in real life content, right? Or you can write something on a notebook in advance and then just record you flipping through those. And it could be educational content, very much like the carousel posts, but just a little bit more raw with your handwriting, which is really, really beautiful. You can put motivational music behind it. You could add a trending sound behind it, something like that. But these are all really, really powerful ways of creating content that don't involve you being behind the camera, which is really cool. It's really, really amazing. There's so many beautiful ways of creating content that allow for you to still make an impact, allow for you to get clients, allow you to show what you're good at, who you help and how you help. And it's just an insane opportunity right now. Like when I work with people who are about to go into online education and sharing their content, I just say, I'm like, welcome to like being the luckiest person on the planet right now. Because like, if you were to do this 20 years ago, these types of things didn't exist. Like we have everything on a silver platter for us to reach people all the time and to build actual connection and deep, long-lasting relationships. Like the types of relationships I have built online are some of the most my best friend doesn't even live near me. Like I met her online. Like it's amazing. There's so many incredible ways to connect with people. And it's just seeing it through the lens of gratitude, right? You could look through the lens of like, I hate social media and it's so toxic. But if you are doing a very, very intentional way of using the platforms, and you're not looking at all the other stuff, and you're not comparing yourself, and you're keeping your circle small and intentional, and you're creating content from your heart, and you're sharing from your heart, it just is such a beautiful opportunity. Like, I love social media. I actually, for a very long time, did not like it. I didn't feel safe there, but I recognized that I just had to create my own space. I had to make sure that I was not allowing anyone. I like to think of like my social networks, like my Instagram or my TikTok, like my house. Like if you're not going to say anything, like get out. Like I will block you. I will cancel it. Like I will delete it. Like, and people will say, oh, you can't. I'm like, yes, this is my space. I don't need anyone's negative energy in my space. Like I don't. And that's the cool thing. It's like you get to decide if you want a very empowering space. Like you let in the people into your home that you feel safest with. And you tell people to kindly exit if they aren't going to be supportive of your energy. And yeah, so I hope that this content was super supportive and helpful. And yeah, I'm really, really happy that I get to share it today and hopefully it inspired you to be able to create content in a new and exciting way. So thank you so much to you for listening. And if there's anything that you need or support or free resources that are not listed in the show notes below, please feel free to DM me at any point. Slide into the DMs. I'll always respond back to you with either a voice note or a video, just so you know that there's actual real person behind that. It's me. It's really me. So thank you so much for joining this episode of There She Rose podcast. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now.